Global Reporting Initiative. Sustainability reporting has emerged as an important tool in overall supply chain management strategy. In 2010, the UNGC signed an agreement with the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, to adopt the GRI guidelines as the recommended framework for sustainability reporting. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, is a network-based organization that pioneered the world's most widely used sustainability reporting framework. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, reporting framework as the framework that sets out the principles and performance indicators organizations can use to measure and report their human rights, labor, environment, and anti-corruption practices and outcomes. The GRI, in turn, adopted the UNGC's 10 principles into the latest version of its reporting guidelines. The GRI is committed to the framework's continuous improvement and application worldwide. In order to ensure the highest degree of technical quality, credibility, and relevance, the reporting framework was developed through a consensus-seeking process with participants drawn globally from business, civil society, labor, and professional institutions. In addition to its connection to the UN and the UNGC, the GRI has strategic partnerships with ISO and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. In effect, the GRI is helping businesses develop reverse logistics key performance indicators to assess and improve their environmental performance, and is doing so in advance of binding laws and regulations likely to be developed by governments. GRI standards. The cornerstone of the GRI framework is the GRI standards, an internationally recognized format to help in preparing sustainability reports that provide reliable, relevant, and standardized information. By creating a common language to communicate economic, environmental, and social impacts, the GRI standards allow suppliers to communicate their efforts, performance, and goals, enabling continuous improvement and closer engagement with their buyers. Companies in business or industry associations can use the standards to improve their sustainability performance, fostering a more stable and profitable climate. The GRI standards allow the flexibility to revise specific standards or add new ones without requiring an update to the entire program. The 2021 standards are made up of three parts, as shown in Exhibit 8-4. Exhibit 8-4, GRI standards. The universal standards are the starting point for using the GRI standards and are applicable to all organizations. They cover the standards' 10 reporting principles and explain how to use the standards, including how to prepare a report that is in accordance with the standards, how to select the topics that are most material to the organization, and how to reference the standards. They also illustrate how to report both contextual information about the specific organization and information about how the organization manages material topics. The sector standards are industry-specific that can be used to help determine what to report for the material topics. Examples of three published sector standards are provided in Exhibit 8-4. The topic-specific standards cover topics grouped under three main categories: economic, environmental, and social. These are used in conjunction with the universal standards to explain why each topic is material and where in the organization impacts occur. The topics all have a similar structure, making distinctions between reporting requirements, best practices, and guidance. The biodiversity standard, GRI 101, was added in 2024. Let's take a closer look at each of the other three GRI standards categories. Economic. Economic sustainability refers to how the organization impacts stakeholders economically at the local, national, and global levels. This category encompasses the following topics: economic performance, which includes direct economic value, the financial implications of climate change, and financial assistance received from the government; market presence, which includes ratios of the organization's standard entry-level wage to local minimum wage by gender, and the proportion of senior management hired from the local community; indirect economic impacts, which includes infrastructure investments and other significant indirect impacts; procurement practices, which includes the proportion of spending on local and minority suppliers; anti-corruption, which includes risk assessments for corruption, training, and confirmed incidents of corruption and actions taken; anti-competitive behavior, which includes any legal actions taken against the organization for anti-competitive behavior, antitrust, or monopoly practices. Environmental. The environmental sustainability category looks at the organization's impact on ecosystems from its inputs and outputs. There are multiple topics under environmental reporting. Materials, which includes material quantity, recycled input, and reclaimed products. Energy, which includes consumption within and outside of the organization, intensity, and reduction of consumption and requirements. Water and effluents, which includes water as a shared resource, water use, and discharge. Biodiversity, which includes proximity to and impact on protected areas or endangered species, and protection or restoration efforts. Emissions, which includes multiple classes of greenhouse gases. Waste, which includes waste generation, significant waste-related impacts, and management of these impacts. Supplier environmental assessment, which includes supplier environmental screening and negative environmental impacts in the supply chain. Social. The social category reflects the impact the organization has on social systems. It is made up of these topics: employment, which includes employee turnover, full-time exclusive benefits, and parental leave. Labor/management relations, which includes minimum notice periods for operational changes. Occupational health and safety, which includes hazard identification, worker training, and work-related injuries. Training and education, which includes average hours of training, upgrading employee skills, and career development reviews. Diversity and equal opportunity, which includes diversity of governance bodies and ratio of salary according to gender. Non-discrimination, which includes incidents and corrective actions taken. Freedom of association and collective bargaining, which includes operations where the right to freedom of association may be at risk. Child labor, which includes operations and suppliers at significant risk for incidents of child labor. Forced or compulsory labor, which includes operations and suppliers at significant risk for incidents of forced labor. Security practices, which includes security personnel trained in human rights policies. Rights of indigenous peoples, which includes incidents of violating the rights of indigenous peoples. Local communities, which includes operations with local community engagement and operations with significant actual and potential negative impact. Supplier social assessment, which includes new suppliers that were screened using social criteria and negative social impacts in the supply chain and actions taken. Public policy, which includes political contributions. Customer health and safety, which includes assessment of health and safety impacts and incidents of noncompliance concerning health and safety. Marketing and labeling, which includes requirements for product labeling and incidents of noncompliance concerning product labeling and marketing. Customer privacy, which includes substantiated complaints concerning breaches of customer privacy and loss of customer data. It is wise for the logistics team to be aware of the GRI categories and corresponding aspects as they plan their sustainability initiatives. An organization's sustainability report presents information relating to just those aspects deemed to be material. Links to more information on the GRI standards are available in the additional resources.